In the last two lessons, I've been teaching about Judgment Day. Judgment Day. What do you think about when you think about Judgment Day? Do you think of doom and gloom? Or do you think about the great rewards that Christ will give all of his servants on that special day? It's a day of rewards. It's a day when God will reward all of his servants according to their works. That's the way that Christians should look at Judgment Day. And as servants of God, we should look forward to that Judgment Day. But most people don't like the thought of Judgment Day. They don't think that preachers ought to preach about Judgment Day. It's too negative. It makes them nervous. It makes them anxious. But why would that be? If you are one of his servants and you have been faithful, don't you want to hear those words? Enter into my rest, thou good and faithful servant. For you have been faithful in a few things, in the small things. I'll let you reign over big things and a lot of things. Judgment Day is a day that we all who serve him will get that reward. It's the day when we exchange that old cross for a crown, a day when he will lead us into his kingdom and divide the spoil with the strong. It's a day when he shall call us in to himself, and there we shall forever be with the Lord. That's the way it's going to be with the judgment of God's people. But when God comes to judge the world for the things that the ungodly has done, it's going to be a different story. They are the ones that's going to face a day of doom and gloom. Listen to what Isaiah said in Isaiah 13. The day of the Lord is at hand, and it shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Behold, the day of the Lord comes cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in its going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger. My friend, this is the word of God here. You could write these scriptures in red letters because they are indeed God's word. And if there is such a day coming upon the sinners and the wicked people in this world, don't you think they should know about it? Don't you think someone should tell them? Don't you think that God ought to have a preacher somewhere that could speak words of warning to these? When Nineveh was about to be destroyed, God sent a preacher to warn them, and they believed God and repented and were spared. But many today say, don't preach that. Don't be talking about doomsday. Don't speak of doom and gloom. That's too graphic. We don't want to hear it. Preach to us the words of God that will encourage us, that will make us happy, that will cause us to dance and have a good time. teach us something that'll make us feel good. But the Bible says there is coming a day of darkness and gloominess. Listen to what Paul told those Thessalonians. He says, "We ourselves glory in you in the church of God for your patience and faith and all your persecution and tribulations that you have endured, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that troubled you in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obeyed not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe." Friend, when you see the things that's going to come upon those that have never been born again, against those that are rebels, those God haters, if you know that all of this is coming upon them, why would you not want this to be preached every week? Why wouldn't you want them to know that there is a day coming, a day of destruction, a day of doom and gloominess? I would think that your heart would be calloused if you would begrudge the loss from knowing about this. I know you would say you can catch more flies with sugar than you can with salt. That is true. But here, we're not talking about flies. We're talking about the souls of men. And men are not always persuaded by that which is good, unless they know that there is a terrible alternative to not accepting that which is good. I believe that God would have us teach this from the housetop. Listen to the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8. And I believe he was holding up the word of God when he said it. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall you make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success." Listen to Joshua chapter 8. And afterwards, he read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings. Joshua didn't just read the good parts. He didn't just tell them that God had good thoughts towards them and that they could have an expected end. Joshua didn't read just the parts where it was all milk and honey. Joshua told them about the curses also. I think we have a debt to the sinner to warn them about the coming judgment. Don't you? But before I step away from the microphone and turn this computer off, I'd like to say this. Is it wrong to warn someone that's standing in the way of danger or that is traveling down a way that will lead them to instant death? Is it wrong to warn someone like that? Or has the spirit of Jonah taken a hold of our church today to the point that we no longer want to warn those that are headed for destruction? Jonah didn't want to warn Nineveh, but God loved those people. God loves the people today that's on that Broadway. God not only loves those in the narrow and straight way, he loves those that's on the Broadway. Why not pitch a tent or build a church on Broadway? Preach to them that are headed for destruction and tell them to turn and live.